And the workers also, they're afraid maybe they'll lose the money while they're working. They're also nicher rather to receive their paycheck after they do the work. So therefore it has to be that the boss has the right to pay them after they do the work. Then already the balabos is too torrid, he doesn't remember for sure whether he did pay them or not. That's why the Rabbanu made a takana that the worker is believed to say, I did not receive my paycheck. We tell him he has to swear that he did not receive the paycheck. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, afilu kostas nami. If this is the svara, then even if there's an argument between the boss and the worker upon how much money he's supposed to receive, we should also believe the worker. And then the question is, Allah matanya, how can we learn not like this? Allah matanya, we learned, the worker says, we might have to give me $2 an hour. And the balabos says, no, I only meant to pay you $1 an hour. So the machlek is, how much is the worker supposed to get paid? What's the law here? Here it says clearly, that the worker that wants to take away the money from the balabos, he has to bring a proof. The question is why? If you're going to tell me now that the Bala boss is Torah Bimlachtai, he doesn't remember so much, here also there should be at the corner that the worker should be allowed to swear to tell us how much he's supposed to receive. Tumor says no. Here, Ketzitza Vadai Mitcha Dekira Leinshi. I'll tell you about how much money he's supposed to be paid, that for sure the boss remembers. That we're not afraid about. He may only forget whether he paid him or not, that could be. But how much they made up to get paid, that's for sure they remember. Therefore, I'm Moitzim Chaveir all over Aya. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Afilu Avaz Mani Nami. If this is the swore that the Bala Boss is torrid, so even if the worker comes to complain a day or two later, he should also be Nemo with the Shu, he did not receive his money. Allah Matanya, how can we learn before in the Mishnah that says, Avaz Mani, let's say the worker waited a day or two, and then he came to complain to say he did not receive his paycheck, Eino Nishma Benaito. Then we do not let the worker swear. Question is, why not? We have the same svara. The boss is too busy, doesn't know if he paid or not. So why don't we trust the worker? Sumar says, Chazoka and Balabayis over Mishum Batolin. This Shana Chazoka. If he first complained after the day he was supposed to receive his paycheck, his Chazoka most probably the boss paid him. Because if the boss didn't pay him when he was supposed to, then it'd be over the lava of Lysolin. That's a Chazoka that the boss is not over this lava of Lysolin. Fred Gumar, why? I just got finished telling me now that Balabai is Torah B'Poyalot. The Balabas is too busy. He's busy with his work, hiring this throwing out. He's busy. Says so, he doesn't know whether he paid or not. Somewhere says, Hani Mili, Mak Medelinte Zman Chiyuve. That's only a Svara before this Zman Chiyuve comes. Before he'll be over the slav of Batolin, the day that he's supposed to pay him, on that day itself, he's very busy, doesn't know whether he paid him at the beginning of the day or not. Avamotez man chiyuve, when it comes nighttime already, or the morning, whatever he's working, and that time there'll be a lav already, the balabos does not pay, then avada romi anashay emetcher. Then avada, the balabos reminds himself to know clearly whether I paid or not. And therefore, if the worker first comes to complain a day or two later, then we do not believe the worker. Then rather we have the chazaka that the balabos is not over the lav of Baal Tolan. All right, turn over. Gemara says though, v'chisachir, oivim mishum batigzo. We have a chazaka also. Is a workman going to be over lav of the chazaka? Is he going to go and steal? Like, what's going on? The workman is telling us he did not receive his paycheck. So what do you want to say? He's a liar and he wants to steal, take more money. There's the chazok, he doesn't steal either. So there's a chazok against another chazok, against the balabos' chazok he paid him. So then again, we should remain to believe the payer with the shvua. How come here he's not nemen with the shvua? So it says, Hosam trei chazoki, hocha chod chazok. I'll tell you there are two chazokis, here there's only one chazok. Kavi balabayis ika tre chazoki. I tell you by the balabos, there are two chazokis that he paid him on time. Why? Chodo one svar is, dien balabayis oive mishum batolin. One svar of the balabos not over the slav of holding back the wages of his workmen. Most probably he paid him not to be over the slav. The chodo, second chazok the balabos has is, dien sochir mashoyis choroi. That a workman does not wait to collect his check. Here the workman is first coming 2 days later saying he did not collect his check. There's something fishy. Because usually a workman always comes that day to collect his check. There's a chazok, like if he didn't collect it, he would have come the first day. How come he's waiting now 2 days? it must have been that really he did collect his money. So we're afraid maybe the seicher is lying. For Hoka Chodah Chazaka. For the gates of the workman, he only has one chazaka. True? There is a ksas chazaka to say, why should he lie? He's not going to be a gazlin. But our koponim, there are two chazakas the other way. That's why here the rabbonim did not leave the sochir, but rather, it's like a moitzim echaveroi all over Raya. But then the Mishnah says, im yeshedim shetavoi harayza nishma v'noito. Let's say the worker has edim, that on the day when he was supposed to be paid, he did go to the balabos and ask him for his paycheck. And the balabos did not give it him. Then he has the right, even a day or two later, to swear that he did not receive this paycheck and collect it. For the Gemara, v'katovi l'kamon. Which is, ma'idim shetovoi som matzrichin. What do you need these edim for altogether for? He's asking right now. It means to say the edim are telling us that not that he's asking for the money now, but that he's asking for the money a day ago. Now the edim know that on the day when he was supposed to be paid, he wasn't paid yet. And he had to go to the balabas to ask him for the paycheck, and they didn't see him receiving it. For the Gemara, good. All you saw is that the workman asked the balabas for his paycheck. He didn't get it then. But v'duma maybe the boss rochi paro. But we have to be afraid, though. You edim, you don't know what happened the rest of the day. Maybe by the end of the day, later on, the balabas did pay him. Amar Abaye buys it like this. Shetovoi calls the manai. We're talking about right now that this worker was there the whole day asking the boss for his paycheck. And the edim saw. And the edim saw the way that whole day the boss did not pay him. So since there's edim that the boss did not pay him that day, then there's no more chazakas upon the bailim, and therefore no matter how much later the workman comes and says he didn't receive his check yet, he would be allowed to swear and receive it. Freddy Gemara. Shabbat goes man uliyeva forever. Amaravukva kinegadoisya yam shasfiya. And it just means that whole day. That whole first day that the workman came to complain to the balabos to say, pay me. And he wasn't paid yet. The view of Edis, that whole day, Sinechanami, then the Bailam loses their chazaka, and then the workman has a right to swear later on to collect. Rashi says, Omer Abchama Barukva, Kenegad Kol Hayem Shotfiya, Yoim Echod Liyachaz Manoi, Noslach Achamim Lishov Avlitol. And it is this. It's like this. Says, on the day he was supposed to receive the pay, he had Edim that he asked the balabos, and the balabas didn't give it. So therefore, the next day, but only the next day, is the worker believed again to come to complain to Bezdin and say, listen, I did not receive my paycheck yet. So the next day, Bezdin still believes him, and Lachriz will be allowed to swear and take. If the workman waits another day yet, and first comes 2 or 3 days later, it's not the Elam. Then the workman will not be able to collect the money anymore. Now the Mishnah says, if you lend your friend money, and the Rashi says, "V'giyas man," it comes the time for loy parlo, and your friend did not pay you back. The malva is waiting for the labor to pay him, and the labor did not pay up yet. Loy mashkenu el bevezdin. So now, look, you want to take a mashkin, you want to take some security from the labor, so you should not do it only in bevezdin. Rashi says, "Afilu b'shuk el bevezdin." Don't do it outside on the street, but rather go to bevezdin. For loy ikonas lebeisoy lito mashkunoi. And let's say that, you're not even allowed to go into his house to take away your mashkin. It says, like the malva, you have to stand outside and let the bezdin or let the labor bring out the mashkin to you. Let's say you have 2 kelim, like you have a right to take 1 kelim for mashkin and 1 you have to leave over for him. Let's say you took his pillow for a mashkin, you have to give it back to him at night. He has nothing to sleep with, you have to give it back to him at night. There's a machrisha b'yayim. Let's say it took the plow for a mashkin, so when it comes daytime that the labor needs it to work with, you have to give it back. V'yemeis, let's say though the labor dies, then the locher is einoy masel yorshav. You do not have to return this mashkin to the sons. Yeshimam and Aliloy there, af liyatzmu yayin amachzir elach shleshim yayin. U'mishleshim yayim alahalon, merchim abezdin. And the din of the mashkin is only, you have a right to hold on to it for 30 days, like, until it'll pay you up. But if it comes out after 30 days, the labor still does not pay you up, then you have a right to take this mashkin and sell it, and the money you keep for the proyin of the havor that you lent him. All right, I'll stop here.
You have holding the kufyud gimel amral. You will say the Mishnah over again.
Says hamalves chaveroi, if you lend money to your friend, and he didn't pay you back yet,
Salochu is lo yemashchenu. You can't take a mashkin from him. Ela bebezdin, only in bezdin you can take a mashkin. For lo yikones lebeisa, you're not allowed to go into his house either. Lito mashkone, to take a mashkin from him. Shenemal, because the pasuk says, ba'achutz ta'amoid, that you have to stand outside. You're not allowed to go inside the house to take the mashkin. Ho you lo shnei kelim, let's say the loiva, the one you have a right to take a mashkin from with bezdin, owns two kelim. Salochur is noitel echad umaniach echad. You're allowed to take away one, and you have to leave the other one by him. You can't take everything. Rashi says, "Hoyeloi shnei kelim v'choyvei keneged shneim." And really, he owes you the money that's worth both of them. Still, you can't take both of them. That's all he has. Like what he needs at night, you have to go back to him at night, and what he needs in the daytime, you have to go back to him by daytime. Umachzer es hakar b'layla, you have to return the pillow at night time if you took it from Ashkin. V'yesam achrisha b'yayim, you have to give back the plow by daytime because he needs it by daytime. So kids, if this is the only thing he has, you could take it to Ashkin at the time when he's not using it. V'yemei, what's going to be if the loiva dies? Einei machzer liyorshav, then the malva does not have to return it to the yorshim. There's no mitzvah like ahavoit. So Rashi says, what should you do? Eliyah Machreni, yet the Malva has the right to sell it, and he can be goyv his chayv with this money. Toshav shivim like siv l'early yorshim. He has to return it to him, to the Leiva, not his yorshim. Therefore, the Malva is allowed to collect his money from this mashkin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, af li atzmoy enei machzer, ela ad shleishim yoyim. He only has to return it to the Leiva himself also, only up until 30 days. Rashi says, Zaman Bezdin. But on Mishloishim Yoyim Alahalon, after 30 days, then Moichim Bezdin, then the Malva has the right to sell this Mashkin in Bezdin. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the end of the mission is talking about. What's this case talking about? Now the Gemara says like this. Omar Shmuel Shmuel said, Shliach Bezdin Menatech Netuchein. A Shliach Bezdin, when he goes to take away a Mashkin from the Leiva to give it to the Malva, he's only allowed to grab it away from him like what he has outside on the street. But to go inside the Leiva's house and to take it away from him there, he's not allowed to. But Rashi says, Oshliach Bezdin Menatech Netuchei. Afu Einer Rishurli Konas LeBeisai. Even a Shliach Bezdin cannot go into the Leiva's house to grab something. El Roya Bashuk, you have to wait till you find him outside in the street. Or Menatech Dover Shoiches Biyodim Emenu. And grab onto something that he's holding. That's all you could do. That's what Shmuel says, even a Shliach Bezdin. For the Gemara, I bought Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, how Malves Chavero, if you lent your friend money, lo yimashchenu, you can't take a mashkin away from him from the loyve el of Bezdin, only in Bezdin. But Michlal, the Bezdin, a mashkinin. But the Churat's mashma, though, that in Bezdin, Bezdin themselves, they have a right to go to the loyve's house and take away a mashkin from him. Rashi says, mashkin b'teich habayis. So Marin says, O Malay Shmuel, Eimanel, say like this, lo yinatchenu el of Bezdin. You're only allowed to grab away the mashkin from the loiva, even in the street, only with a shliach bezdin. But a shliach bezdin could do this. But even a shliach bezdin cannot go into the house. And the Gemara says, "Hochi nami mistar." With this, the svar also like this. Tiktoni sefer says in the sefer the Mishnah, "Lo yikones lebeisoi lito mashkunoi." You're not allowed to go into his house to take away his mashkin. That's what our Mishnah says. Now, Mani, who is our Mishnah talking about? If you want to tell him, means the Baal Chayiv, the Malva himself, is not allowed to go into the Leiva's house to take away a mashkin. So Gemara asks, "May Reisha Shema Mina?" This we know from the Reisha of our Mishnah. Elolav, isn't this Shliach Bezdin? The Shliach Bezdin. So you see clearly, even the Shliach Bezdin cannot go into the house. So Gemara says, "Imi Shemo." From here, there wouldn't be any proof. Like this. How malves chaveroi, when you lend your friend money, lo yimashchenu el bebezdin. You should only take a mashkin from him in Bezdin. Mechlal will be a proof though to the Bezdin mamashkinin. That Bezdin, they have a right to take a mashkin. But you should know, bal choiv. But the bal choiv, the malv himself, what it means to say is, afilu netuchei nami loy. Even the Baal Chayiv does not have a right to grab a mashkin outside even. Why not? Mashkin is like a knasigadin. Shula yikones lebeis alita mashkunai. In order that it should not be over the siso, like to go into his house to take away his mashkin. Senech Nami, so far the way Shmuel says is right. That even a Shliach Bezdin only has the right outside to grab away a mashkin, but not to go inside the person's house.
Most of Rabbi Yosef asked the question. The pasuk says, Lo yachbo rechayim v'rechev. It says you can't take a mashkin, not the millstone, the up part or the bottom part. Mashma, only these two things you cannot take from mashkin. Mashma dvorim acherim chaval. But if you want to take something else away from the loiv, you would be allowed to. If you want to take away his chair, maybe that would be all right. The pasuk only says you can't take away the millstone, the up one and down bottom one. Also, the pasuk says leitachbo beged almono. You can't take away the beged of an almono. Mashma shelacherim tachbo. But if she's not an almono, or else a different something else, not a clothing, that you would be allowed to take it away. So it's mashma. You could take a mashkin even from a bias. Tomorrow says, man, who are we talking about over here? Inaim, if you want to tell me, Bal Choy, we're talking about the Malva himself. Hoksiv, the Pasuk says already, Loi Sove Yal Beisoy, Lavot Avoytoy, that the Bal Choy, the Malva, does not have no right to go to the house of the Loiva to take away a mashkin. And here it's the mashma, you do have a right to go to his house. El Lavar, we're talking about over here, Shliach Bezdin. So who is it clearly, Shliach Bezdin has the right to go inside the house? So it's not like we were saying before. So Gemara says, Tir Gemara Popo, Bray the Rav Nachman, Kaim with Rav Yosef, V'yarmilon, some say it was Rav Popo, Bray the Rav Yosef, Kaim with Rav Yosef, that L'yelom really b'bal choiv. We're talking about over here about choiv. He's not allowed to go into the house to take away these things. The question is, he, not only these things, other things also he can't take. So Teretz is, V'laver olav v'shnei laven. Now the Pasuk is teaching us that if the Malva takes away these things, if he takes away the Chayvul, the Rechayim he takes away, or he takes away a beggar from Amona, he's over two lavim. Zeinechnami, anything else he would take away, he's also over the lav. Zeinechnami, it's only a Shliach Bezdin has the right to take it. Zeinechnami, not the Terech HaBayis, but only what's outside the Chutz, that's called Menatech Netuche. Toshima, come in here. Mimash Mishinema. We hear from this Pasuk that says, Bachutz Tamoid, that the Malva has to stay outside.